So I decided to do a recording this morning. It is Wednesday, February 7th. And I was having a moment. So I decided to start recording something because I wanted to talk through my feelings and my thoughts this morning. You know, things are not perfect in life, and sometimes your thoughts will take you into a place you don't expect to be. And this morning, I just came out of a meeting with my daughter's, I guess the staff that works with my daughter at her school, my youngest daughter, Lillian. She's 5 years old and in kindergarten. And as I was in this meeting, they were going over certain how she's doing, she's meeting certain standards, and she's been getting some intervention just to help her get caught up. She's always the youngest in the class, I guess. So, you know, she's still trying to catch up to her peers and, you know, how to achieve growth in math and growth in ELA, things like that. So I was in the meeting with the teacher. I was saying to her that I noticed a pattern with most of my children having had to have some type of intervention in their academics because either they were low achievers or they're making growth, but not enough growth that matches the norm, you know? Not for all of my kids, maybe a few of them I've seen this pattern. And I started to think about that a little bit after the meeting. And typically when I can relate to moms who have a lot of guilt, I'm one of those moms who experience mom guilt when it comes to my children because of how things were, you know, when I was married and just some of the chaos that existed in their lives. And I get this guilt, you know, when it comes to them. And I wonder if their lack of achievement academically has to do with, you know, just what they've been through, their inability to really learn well when your emotions are everywhere, when your emotions are disturbed. And then I started to think about, well, there are families that are in chaos, and those kids really push and they achieve, you know. So I'm kind of talking through in my mind, like, why are these things happening? Why don't I feel like any of my kids are at the point I wish I could say I'm so proud academically? Well, I saw one of my children really achieve high merit, you know, and then he's got hit with mental health issues. And I was like, well, it seems as if when it comes to academics, they really struggle. And I wondered about that because I didn't have the same problem. I mean, maybe when I was younger in elementary school, it was difficult learning in Jamaica. And I can relate to the hardship, you know, just going through trying to get to school in Jamaica. It wasn't easy getting to school in the mornings. By the time we got to school, I was exhausted. So a lot of what they taught, I just went from one ear to the next, went through the other side. But coming to this country, I feel like I excelled, I soared. So it may just have to be with, the circumstances. And I think about them and my heart goes out to them for the difficulty, the challenges, or the lack of motivation when it comes to being in this system, this education system. Anyway, my mind was just going everywhere. I started to feel guilt, and then the tears started to flow because I was like, you know, I'm not working hard enough with them. I'm not sitting with Lillian enough. I'm not teaching her enough, you know, always I'm not doing enough. And so mom guilt wanted to take me over. And then I said, you know, I'm just going to give it to the Lord. I can't make them learn a certain way. I can't control the outcome of things. I can only do my best as a mom. I can look at the areas in which I can improve and work hard with them and, you know, do what I can for them. But there are some things I can't change. Like, I can't make them motivated. I can't make them want to achieve. I can't make them, you know, whatever they have to do to become successful. I just have to show them. I just have to be an example to them, as I have been. I just have to continue to love them and nurture them in the way I believe I need to train them. You know, the Bible says, train up a child the way he should go and he will not depart, right? And even if they do depart, they will come back because that training has been embedded in them. And so my desire is to continue to train my children, teach them in the way of the Lord. And there are things that they will achieve that maybe I cannot, I have put my finger on. I don't know, you know, their future. I don't know what God has plans for them, but I know for sure that his plans for them are great. They are not evil and they will succeed in life. And I continue to declare that with my mouth, that my children will achieve. If you're a mom that has experienced what I've experienced, where you have mom guilt, where you wonder why your child misbehaves or why your child is not achieving. Thankfully, one of the greatest things I can say about my children is that everywhere they've been, every school they've been to, they've had good behavior. Except for the recent moments where my son has had some challenges. But for the most part, their behavior has always been great. So I can be thankful for that. But on the flip side, you know, it seems like the two should go together. The behavior, you know, if you're really listening and paying attention and if you're studying, then you should achieve. And it reminds me that of how limited we are, even when we try to do good. Evil is always present. And the enemy is trying to keep us bound and to keep us down. This is why we are not saved by our works only. But it's by grace that we're saved. And a lot of times I say to my kids, I love you no matter what. I sometimes have to tell them I expect more from them. You know, I expect for them to try harder, to do better. But it's more important for me that they believe in themselves, that they believe in God, that they achieve more in their spiritual walk than what they achieve academically. Because I know if they learn to stand on the rock, that they will be successful. It's hard being a mom. It's hard being a parent. And there's no step-by-step manual when they come out the womb on how to be a parent. I can say I'm very thankful to my parents for the way they raised me. But even with great parents, godly parents, they went through their challenges. You know, imagine growing up without your mom for 7 years of your life, from the age of almost 7 to 14. I experienced that. And a lot of times we don't know the impact of what happens to us until we are adults. And I know even when I became a mom, there are times I felt inadequate because I didn't have her for all those years. And I had to learn from my older sisters and learn from the community, learn from other people that were in my life. Today, I cherish my relationship with my mom, but those years were impacting when I didn't have her. But she left so that she could make a better life for us. If she didn't leave, I wouldn't be here. If my mom did not come to this country, I would not have been here. I would not be sitting here right now. So I give God thanks that even what the enemy meant for evil, God turned and he used it for our good. And so I can be very thankful, but it doesn't change the impact of the years that she wasn't able to be there physically. And so even though I've been there for my children, I wonder sometimes how maybe I haven't been there for them emotionally. And so I have to take a look and assess the pattern that can come down from generation. Because it's easy for me to escape in my work. You know, I work. I work to pay the bills, but always in my heart is to spend quality time with my children. I may not have all the time in the world, but quality time with them is so invaluable to me. So last night I sat with all of them, and we were having our family time, you know, and I love to use those times to teach them valuable lessons, teach them things that are important. I was telling them, you know, youth group is starting today. And, you know, some were excited, some were like, oh, I don't think I'm going to go every week. I don't think I want to commit every week to go. And I'm like, tell me why. You're not doing anything else. Is there anything you commit to wholeheartedly? So I started to give a whole lecture on that. And of course, they didn't really love it. But they had to sit and endure my lecture. And then I went over the chore chart with them, the schedule of, you know, all the things that they're responsible for that they sometimes slack off on, and just wanted to teach them. So my kids will always remember that I give them the good word. That even if it's boring to them, you know, I'll quickly make them quiet when they start to complain and say things that are just from their fleshy desires. And often they will listen, and I know they're taking notes, you know, mental notes, and they, you know, I could tell they want to be pleasing, but I don't want. What I can appreciate is that they don't just lie to me. They're very honest, right? They'll tell me, oh, but you know, they'll give me a reason why they don't want to, or. However, I will encourage them to do what's right because they know what's right. And what I want for them is to be disciplined and to learn that sometimes we just have to commit ourselves to even things we don't necessarily want to do all the time, but it is fruitful for our lives. I pray that no matter what you have experienced as a mom or a parent, that you will know there's always an opportunity to turn things around. And as long as you have your children, there is an opportunity to build that relationship and grow with them, no matter how old they are. I know to this day, I feel like my relationship with my mom has gotten stronger and stronger. There was a time I felt that disconnect because of the years that were missing between us. But we came together and that love is there. And when you can share your story with your child, share who you are, share your testimony, it's helpful for those children. They can talk about you when you're gone. They will know your story. Don't hold back your story. Because your story may be the very thing that helps them decide on a pattern that they can end. And so I'm not afraid to be vulnerable and tell them my story, tell them about me, let them see into me, let there be intimacy between me and my children. Because I want them to know me. Just as much as your father wants to know you, it's okay to give your heart to your children, for them to see you in your vulnerable state. And out of that is a lesson for them, because you've overcome much. And they need to learn how to overcome as well. And maybe even better than you did. I just wanted to stop by and share my heart on this Wednesday morning. We all are going through something. And sometimes we just need someone to remind us that we're not alone. And you are not alone. As a mom, you're not alone. A single mom, you're not alone. Mom guilt is real, but guilt is not a bad emotion. It helps you to assess, what can I do better? How can I assist? How can I support? You know, what can I do to make it a lot better? But what I'm not going to do is condemn myself for what I don't have control over right now. All I can do is make necessary changes so that things get better and better. Okay. And so I just wanted to share my thoughts, share my feelings. Maybe not so profound today, But my desire, even with my children as a mom, is to stay married to the will of God, to do His will concerning them, because I don't want to mess them up. I don't want to mess them up. God has entrusted me with their care, and I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted. I want to do right by them. I want to teach them, love on them, and continue to show them example, a good example of someone who's not perfect, but strives to be, strives to live a life whole, holy, and acceptable before God. I want them to see that. I can see some of them are waking up. Some of them are still sleeping, you know, when it comes to the things of God. And I pray every day that they will wake up and yearn for Him and acknowledge Him for the rest of their lives. I know the day will come when I'll see it for all of them, but I'm thankful for the glimpses I have. I'm thankful for how they have, you know, been willing to even work at church, and they're very involved, you know. So I'm very thankful for the positive things I've seen come of them recently. And I'm not hearing the teachers complain. So my children are doing well. But sometimes we want more. And it's okay that they're not all academic scholars and on the principal's honor roll. But I'm thankful that they are children that love me and they honor me with their words, you know. I can tell. I'm thankful for children that listen. I'm thankful for children that want God. I'm thankful for children that are kind. I'm thankful for children that want to be successful in life. They may not know how, but all they need is guidance. Your teenager needs a mom. Your teenager needs their dad. Your teenager needs guidance. They're not yet grown. I had to say that to their father the other day. You don't only have one child. You don't only have a 5-year-old. You have all these other children. He was like, yeah, they're grown. They're older. I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? I have to still be there for them. So don't look at your teen and think they got it together, so they should know better. No, they still need help. They still need guidance. They still need you, mom. They still need you to teach them. They're not done growing. They need you. So put your guilt aside. Put your sadness aside about what's not accomplished, what they're doing, they're not doing right. And assess what you can do to be more supportive. What can you do to help them through this season of their lives? They need you. Let me emphasize that. They need you. Don't give up on them. They're not ready. Just because they turn 18 doesn't mean they're ready either. You have to be wise. Don't just kick them to the curb because you're tired of them. But find a strategy. Ask the Lord to help you. I cannot parent on my own. I have to ask the Lord every time I go on my knees to help me with my children. Because He loves them more than I could ever love them. He breathed the breath of life into them. And I'm thankful. Anyway, I pray that with all that you've heard me say, that you're encouraged, and that even in your parenting, you'll remain married to His will. God bless you.